This is the most devastated area here in the town of Branquinha, located right next to the Mandaú River, which broke its banks and flooded all of this area. Take a look at what's left of that building. That room there could have been a bathroom, could have been a kitchen, who knows? It's just destroyed, and all that's left are piles of mud and sand, some bricks, pieces of furniture, very little that can be salvaged, and that's probably one of the reasons why the mayor here says that she doesn't really want people to rebuild. She would rather have people relocate to an area where this doesn't happen again. Officials are comparing this catastrophe to a tsunami, and this is why. The flood came with such force that it tore off the railroad tracks from their base, leaving only twisted metal attached to wood beams. These Brazilian soldiers have just finished stacking up supplies for the people in this town. They're using this church as a warehouse, and they have brought bags of food containing beans, corn, oil, rice, sugar, some other necessities. They're also storing clothes and water for the people in this town. Not only do people in this small community have to worry about food, water, basic necessities, where they will work or live, but also they worry about the missing, their friends and relatives. They wonder if they will ever see them again. Rafael Romo, CNN, Branquinha, Brazil.